The following audio is a sample from the Brossa Village Oral History Project, 2023.
There were three of us took on the running of the swimming pool. I was involved for 20 years. When we came up here, they were just about to build Elizabeth. And, you know, there were probably 1,000 people in Elizabeth at the time. But by some means, they worked out that they'd rather come to the swimming pool at Newry than go swimming at the beach. And, you know, we used to, on weekends, we'd have 300 people in the grounds of the swimming pool. By the end of the day, the water looked like duck soup. But it was up to us. We were working a shift. I would wash back the pool straight after everyone was gone. We'd wash back the filter, and then have to go and do it again at midnight, and then again at 6 o'clock in the morning. This one day, a chap came to me. I knew him. He said, "Bob, I've lost my eye." He had a glass eye. He said, "I jumped in the pool and it shot out." Now, where did this happen then? Oh, up near the other end, up in the shallow end. They walked up there, of course you couldn't see anything. There were so many people in the pool. And I said, "Well, anything I can suggest to you is, you come here at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning." And sure enough, I had washed back three times by then. And there was his eye, but it wasn't there where he jumped in. It was down there in the deep end. And I said to him, "Well, there it is. You going down there to get it?" And he said, "I can't swim." So I guess we had to get the eye out of the pool.
You have been listening to a podcast from the Brossa Village Oral History Project. Further podcasts can be found and downloaded at thewaywewere.podbean.com.